family of a man from St. Mary Parish calling for a thorough investigation by the authorities after he was killed reportedly by an off-duty police in the Preston Hill community Sunday morning. This is WAVS News. According to eyewitness accounts, a police officer and 24-year-old Ricardo Small got into an argument which escalated into a fight. Ricardo's father, Richard Small, says he attempted to break up the fight between his son and the cop. He says he held on to his son. The policeman rested the gun against him and fired a shot.
Well, I'm not telling you, no, boss. No injustice to my son, you know, because my son and no wrongs do, I not do nothing at all. He not do the man nothing at all. All they have a little argument and he kill my son just to that. I don't know if my son and no robber and no thief. Nobody there don't know him as that. Or no gunman or anything. And the man just in an argument with my son and kill him. Nothing at all. So mother like just to serve. And my one son become a president. 30 years now I live up here. And my son live till him 24. And he never in a no problem with the police nor nobody or nothing at all.
Ricardo Small's mother, Dorrit Somerville, who had also been holding on to her son during the incident, was treated at hospital for a bullet wound to the shoulder. Her daughter was reportedly also grazed by the same bullet.
He grazed off my daughter, hon, seriously.
So he got through
yes,
through your son?
Yes.
And he shot got through your son's body?
And grazed off my daughter, hon, and it stuck right in my shoulder. Yeah.
In St. Lucia, meanwhile, a violent incident in Marchand on Sunday evening left 29-year-old Denver Felix dead and another man injured, sparking renewed appeals from family members and community leaders to address persistent violence. Felix, a resident of the area, was discovered at the scene with what appeared to be gunshot wounds. He was taken by ambulance and was later pronounced dead at hospital. The circumstances that led to the incident remain unclear. Police investigations are ongoing. St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez reiterating the need for a 2.1 fertility rate in order for the population to grow. The Prime Minister echoed the calls of regional and international leaders for an increased fertility rate in order for the population to continue growing.
If we don't have at least a 2.1, a fertility rate of at least 2.1 per woman, we're going to have a decline in population. And what you're going to have with the declining population, I got enough. You're going to have people are living longer, so a smaller number of people will have to keep not only themselves, but the younger ones who are dependent on them and the older ones who are dependent upon them.
In news from Guyana, leader of the People's National Congress Reform, Aubrey Norton, says he's satisfied with planned mechanisms by the international community to ensure free, fair and transparent elections September 1. He said the talks, which were held with the chiefs of mission of the U.S., the U.K., Canada and the European Union, focused on what he calls helping put mechanisms in place to ensure free and fair elections, accepting the problems that exist. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.